Now let me reach in my pocket here and pull something out. A coin. If you remember, I even had this coin out last Sunday. But today we're going to look at the opposite side of the coin. We've looked at the head side of coin for the last 3 weeks. Today we're going to flip the side of the coin and look at tails. While heads was blessings, tails is curses. Good parents, they tell their children not to touch the stove, not to talk to strangers, to look both ways before they cross the street. They're not being mean parents by saying that and other things. They're actually showing great care and love. They're trying to prevent the unwanted, negative, dangerous, and really even deadly consequences to their child. Well, today I'm going to try to be the good parent, the good pastor. What we hear this morning from the Bible, as I get to the verse in a few minutes, it may sound mean, but it's really the most loving information I can share from God's Word. There are some pastors that only focus on the puppies and rainbows in Scripture. They preach about God's love and forgiveness, His grace and mercy. And as well they should, as well I should, because that message is from cover to cover in the Bible. But they will avoid teaching what the Bible says about sin and judgment. And it's unwanted, negative, dangerous, and even deadly consequences. I love ice cream. You know, in the past, I guess I've started off, I love White Castles. Here's another love. I love ice cream. I could eat it all day. I could eat it every day. I could eat it, Bob, I am. Starting to sound like Dr. Seuss is doing the message this morning. Ice cream tastes so good, and it certainly won't kill me, but it cannot sustain me. But it's so easy to eat. A spoonful easily scoops up that silky bite of creamy, chocolatey, peanut buttery goodness. Annie, I've got you already hooked, don't I? And without working my jaws, it just simply melts in my mouth. Now, would a good parent ever tell their child they could only eat ice cream? Well, of course not. A healthy diet requires things that have extensive chewing necessary to process it. Even our digestive system has to work a little harder for the things that are good for us. Our sermon topic today will require us to spiritually chew on and digest God's Word. But a healthy spiritual diet requires it to be served too. Remember, I've been preaching ice cream the last 3 Sundays. You might say we could have called those the ice cream Sundays. Sorry, Mike.
I saw that one coming.
You did see it coming. Yeah. Whipped cream and cherry optional, of course. If someone says to you, I've got good news and bad news, how do you respond? It would be nice to say, just give me the good news. It's what we would all like to hear. But wise people, reasonable people, want both. And we ultimately need both because we need the whole picture of what's going on. We need the complete picture. Consider this. Would you want a driver's ed instructor to have taught your teenager only about the accelerator and never mention the brake? Go forward, go fast, go get that promotion, go get riches, go, go, go. We've just even recently, just in prayer time, talked about folks that are going to the doctor, have been to the doctor, and would you want your doctor to only test for things that she knows are not wrong with you? Well, that would certainly produce good news, but it wouldn't be the complete picture, would it? Well, of course, we want both the good news and the bad news. We want our teens to know about the brake pedal in the car. And of course, we want the doctor to order tests, even if the outcome means bad news. The bottom line is we want the complete picture. Well, today, I'm making sure that we see the complete picture of Scripture, both sides of the coin. And I want us to understand blessings and curses. And what we're going to do is we're going to go back to Deuteronomy chapter 30, starting with verse 15. We're going to go back to just a handful of verses that we read 3 weeks ago when we had sermon after sermon after sermon from these verses about blessings. Deuteronomy 13, starting with verse 15 through 19. Now listen. This is Moses speaking, but he's been directed by God as to what to tell the Israelites. The Israelites were getting ready to cross into a promised land that their ancestors had been told would be their inheritance. And so God was preparing them to enter into that land, and he says this, "Now listen, today I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you are about to enter and occupy." And that is heads. Verse 17. "But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen and you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, then I warn you now that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a long, good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy." And that's tails. And he finishes up with this statement. "Today, I give you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses." Choice. Since the beginning, God has always given men and women, boys and girls, choices. The choice to obey, the choice to disobey. Now, we've recently taught about that obedience leads to blessings. Now we will teach how disobedience leads to negative consequences or curses. You see, the Israelites were given a choice, a clear choice. The choice was blessings or curses. The choice was life or death. And catch this, God clearly explained the choices and God clearly explained the consequences to each choice. They didn't accidentally get cursed. Let's go back to the beginning of the Bible, Genesis. In fact, in the beginning, Adam and Eve were given a choice. The choice was obey God, meaning eat from every tree in the garden except the one and live. Or the other choice was eating from that one and die. The consequences of their disobedience included spiritual death, permanent eviction from the Garden of Eden, pain in childbirth even. Do you remember that when God actually brought these curses on Adam and Eve, that he also cursed the ground, the soil? And it was then that the soil became hard and full of weeds. Think about that come this spring when you're working on your garden. If it wasn't for Adam and Eve's disobedience, there would be no weeds. Samson was given a choice. He could obey God by avoiding certain things, including not cutting his hair, and his strength would be supernaturally great. Or he could disobey God by cutting his hair and instantly lose his strength. The consequence of his disobedience led to the Philistines capturing him, and as gross as this sounds, it's the way the Bible describes it, gouged his eyes out. I didn't see that one coming. Jonah was given a choice. Obey God by preaching the good news to the Ninevites and be blessed, or disobey God by running away in the opposite direction, no less. Well, we all know what happened to Jonah. His consequence included God writing the first story about a big fish long before Moby Dick. Adam, Eve, Samson, Jonah, they all had a choice. We have a choice. We can either obey God's commands by loving him, being obedient to him, committing our lives to him, and we will be blessed. That's what we've been talking about the last 3 weeks. Or, what I'm here to tell us today, we can disobey God and suffer the negative consequences. What are the consequences? Well, they could include a major relocation plan like Adam and Eve. Like them, sometimes we feel like we've gotten displaced. Our life gets much harder than it was. It's hard just to eke out a living. The consequences could include losing our strength like Samson. We're all of a sudden weak, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually. At one time we could see everything clearly, and now it seems as if we're blind. The consequences could include being thrown overboard from the ship of life. Have you ever felt like that happened to you? One minute, like Jonah, we're resting peacefully in the belly of the ship, and the next minute we are frantic in the belly of the whale of a problem. We feel trapped in darkness, and life stinks. How about we just say it that way? Now, the Bible is full of people with stories of negative consequences for their disobedience. Just look around today. And I don't mean just look around in this sanctuary today. Just look around today. I think we all know of people who have stories of negative consequences as a direct result of disobeying God. Well, that's the message today. It was short. So good luck. And like I always say, be blessed and be a... Wait a minute. I'm not done yet. I can't end here. I can't end with all that negativity and to not tell you the rest of the story about what the Bible says. Again, I want to be a good parent. I want to be a good pastor. I want to leave you with some really great news, and I have some really great news. You see, God is our good parent. God is our good father. Here's his message, and it's just the message that we heard about from Adam and Eve and Samson and Jonah and so many we could have talked about. Here's the message. It's that even after disobeying, he will forgive us, cleanse us, and here's the best part, use us. Even after disobeying, one time, 100 times, 1,000 times, you come up with the number. Even after disobeying God, he will, if we will turn to him, he will forgive us and cleanse us. And believe it or not, he could and will use us. I'm a living example of that. Even after disobeying God, Adam and Eve were given life and were used to populate the earth. In fact, Adam was given a lot of life. He lived to be 930 years old. I've got a ways to go. Even after disobeying, Samson was given a final burst of unnatural, supernatural strength, and he used it to destroy the enemy of the Israelites, the Philistines, with his last breath. Even after disobeying God, Jonah preached a revival that saved an entire nation from God's wrath and certain destruction. So what's God going to do with you? Have you been walking away from God? Have you been deliberately disobedient? Well, no matter how disobedient you've been, no matter how long you have been disobeying, God can forgive you, and he can give you a new start, and he can use you if you'll turn to him or turn back to him. That's the message. What choice will you make? Let me finish with this last phrase, and if you want to go ahead and head to the piano, we'll sing our closing song. Remember this. Every saint has a past. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. Every saint that you know has a past of disobedience, and every sinner has a future of God forgiving, cleansing, and using you. Roy, what song are we going to conclude with?
Seek Ye First, number 148.
Seek Ye First. Perfect song for us to end on. Seek first, and those good things will come to us. Lord, we thank you for not only the words of that song, but certainly your word that has told us clearly now how to be blessed and what the consequences are if we disobey and are cursed. Lord, I pray life. I pray blessings on all of us here, our families. And I pray that this message can go on out on beyond the four walls of this sanctuary. May each one of us take something we heard today and share it with someone else. Bless us as we do that. Bless the receiver as they hear that. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. And now I can say, so go and be blessed and be a blessing. We really are done now.